So I just thought we could just take a breath and think a little bit about where we've come from and where we are right now with HCC. It wasn't too long ago, like 2 years ago, that when we talked about HCC, I sort of dreaded it because it was like, what are we going to talk about? We can talk about sorafenib 18 different ways. But if you look at what's happened with this disease in the last couple of years, it's amazing. So sorafenib approved 2007. And then Ghassani had like a 10-year period with nothing being approved. And now we've had five agents approved in HCC. Before we get started sort of going down the path, sort of looking at all these, Ghassan, any sort of more macro view of where things are with HCC?
As you said, it has been really quite impressive that it took 10 years to get to that busy platform of so many TKIs with positive data. And the question is there anything that we missed for 10 years, or is there anything special about those TKIs that make them really positive compared to prior experimentation? Or interestingly, are the patients changing? In other words, could it be that the whole process of when patients are treated has evolved enough that maybe we are treating them earlier in the process rather than dependent a lot on what has been usually the standard, which is local therapy like immobilization?
That's interesting, Tim. Any thoughts about this? I really hadn't thought about it. Do you think that we are treating people any earlier? Are we picking it up earlier?
Well, you know, there are different approaches. I mean, obviously, I think we are more aware that we can treat them. We have more options. Another point I want to make is we're actually also becoming more familiar using drugs. You know, one of the reasons I think why actually a lot of studies failed is because in the beginning there was nothing. We started with sorafenib. And then over time, if you look actually at the studies, the survival on the patients treated with sorafenib actually increased over time because I think oncologists have just become more familiar to treat patients with liver cirrhosis using TKI, which kind of increased the challenge for new drugs to come. And then obviously, yes, the other side that we tend not to overlook is the effect of local regional therapies, and you know there are advances there too. Interventional radiologists are treating longer, treating more patients. That's a different question, you know, how long should you really treat? But that's obviously one reason, you know, why it has been difficult to find new treatment options.
So we're going to go through a lot of these agents in terms of some of the clinical research data. But, you know, I was thinking about what you were just saying, Ghassan. One of the things I've heard from oncologists is the issue of getting the patient too late, of patients getting extensive local therapy to the point that, quote, their livers are in such bad shape it's difficult to give systemic therapy. Any sense about to what extent that, you know, obviously tertiary centers, they might have interdisciplinary conferences and teams, et cetera, but in terms of out in the community, whether there's sort of a turf issue that's delaying getting the patient to the medical oncologist.
So no doubt we are seeing the difference already, and I, of course, take your point that it's not necessarily at the tertiary centers, but we're seeing it across because, of course, with further availability of different therapies, definitely there's a certain interest. And I'm sure we're going to jump on at some point to talk about the checkpoint inhibitors. This also was a driver. What's fascinating, however, and this is quite interesting, that some of that drive is actually not coming from the practitioners, but from the patients themselves. And I'll give you an anecdote. I had a patient coming, and literally the disease appeared to be actually amenable for local therapy with an embolization. And the patient looked at me and said, no, I don't want an embolization. I want this new checkpoint inhibitor because I want cure.
I had a feeling they weren't going to say I want a TKI, but we'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, well, fair enough. But at least within the
just
controversy
based on
of that,
the advertising,
it's incredible,
so yeah, to speak. Yeah. Well, yeah, let's talk a little bit about how, you know, this is playing out in practice, particularly the art of integrating all these different agents.